The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. This is the story that really has stopped the world. It'll go on and on. The death of Jeffrey Epstein. Harley.
Well, it's very, very interesting because there are unanswered questions and it's so easy to supply some on your own. But the Attorney General, William Barr, says he plans to get the real answers. He says there were serious irregularities at the MCC, the Metropolitan Correctional Center. That's a federal lockup in New York City. He said there will be a comprehensive probe by the FBI and the Justice Department Inspector General. Going to find out what happened there. Now, we don't really know what happened. They may be able to find out, but it's going to be interesting. Was he murdered is the big question. I think it appears unlikely, but it is possible. He had been segregated from other prisoners and still was. He had been on suicide watch, but they took him off very, very quickly. And he was not continuously supervised or watched on video as he would have been if he had been on suicide watch. They were supposed to check on him every 30 minutes, and they didn't even do that. So what happened in the space of time between times when the guard took a close look at him and when he killed himself, we don't know. We also don't know exactly how he killed himself. People who've been in this jail say it's virtually impossible to do it. They said they don't give you cloth that's strong enough to hang a 200-pound man. They said it's like paper, the sheets they give you almost. And while it has happened in the past, and it may be possible, maybe that's what he did. It's going to be it's very, very interesting, and it's wide open for speculation.
Right. One of the things that is certain is that there apparently are a lot of people who would have wanted him dead.
Oh, no question about that. There were, just hours before he actually died, there were thousands of pages that were released and an interview from one of his former victims, if you will, one of the girls who used to work for him. And she named some very big names. Most notably, of course, Bill Clinton, who seemed to be one of the most frequent users of the services that Jeffrey Epstein had to offer. If it's nothing more than a ride on the jet and a nice visit to the island, so to speak. Mm. But there were some other very big names, and all of them virtually might have the power to try to make something bad happen to him.
Mm, very interesting stuff. Just a very quick one on courtesy in the traffic.
Yeah, I felt pretty good today. I motioned to an actual police car on the other side of the intersection to go ahead, and he turned in front of me, he waved and nodded, and I felt like a crime fighter. But I've got nothing on this unknown driver in Los Angeles, the infamous traffic there. He's making a splash on social media because he held out of his driver's window a hand-drawn sign that said, "Please let me in." The other driver started laughing, and they let him in, called him a genius.
That's the way to do it. Good on you, Harley.